شكراً لاستماعكم لإس بي أس عربي 24. لمزيد من المعلومات حول كيفية الاستماع إلى برنامجنا بالكامل زوروا sbs.com.au/arabic.
من هما الزوجان اللبنانيان توني وجوزفين سكر؟
بالفعل المرة الأولى بتاريخ أستراليا يحصل الزوجان من أصل لبناني على جائزة تكريمية بالنسبة للملكة. السيد توني سكر والسيدة جوزفين سكر زوجته هما الحاصلان على جائزة وتكريمية بمناسبة عيد الملكة. Good morning توني and جوزفين.
صباح الخير.
Morning.
Tony, سمعنا. Can you hear us?
We can. How are you this morning?
We are delighted to have you and to have your wife as well. Hello, Josephine.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Are we going to talk Arabic or English?
English.
Tony.
English only.
You are born in Cherry or you are born in Australia?
Yeah, no, I was born here in Sydney, in Australia.
Yeah, but you went back to Lebanon in the 1970s. You stayed at a boarding school, is it right?
Yeah, I did for a very short period of time. And then when the Civil War started in 1975, I was there for about 5 months during the war. And then
you came back.
Tony, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Like, for you to be so successful, you are in the building business. Obviously, you took up your dad's trade, and you have big building company, Build Corp. Tell us a little bit more. Who is Tony and Josephine Sukkar?
We both have Lebanese heritage, and our families immigrated in the 1950s. My parents were a little bit older than Josephine's parents, and they came across when they were married with two young children.
Yes.
And I'm one of eight children, a large family with all the traditional Lebanese values of hard work and looking after each other. And very important to my parents was education. They made sure that all of their children were given every opportunity to be the best that they could be. Along the journey in 1970, they decided that it was probably a good idea to send me initially to Lebanon when I was 11. Then I had four other of my brothers and sisters then come along and join me over the next 2 or 3 years. And so I went through most of high school in Lebanon, and three schools in Lebanon. One was called the Raya Saleh in Ashrafiya, then followed by a school in Israel called the Munsif. And then the last school was in Beirut, which was the Christian Teaching Institute, the CTI. And that's when it all pretty much came to an end, when the
war started.
The unfortunate episode of the Civil War in 1975.
How about you, Josephine? Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes, my parents immigrated to Australia. They were about 6 and 10, I think, with their parents, Lebanese families. My father was one of 11. They were based at McDessie.
Okay.
And they were, like my in-laws, very important to them was education. And to our family was the same. When Tony and I met, we were both at university. I had just finished a science degree, and we ended up starting a building company together 27 years ago, and here we are.
We could tell that you are such a successful couple, as a couple, but for you to be awarded on the same day, how does it feel? What's the secret of your success as a couple to start with?
Well, pretty much everything we do together. We're very close. And very much probably led by the example of our parents. You know, on both sides of the family, that was something that we saw in our parents, of them working hard together and being a close family and doing things together. And that's clearly washed onto us with a lot of impression, and we followed in their footsteps.
Yeah.
We're fortunate to also then be in a country like Australia where education is a wonderful opportunity if you take it with both hands, and we both have. Went on to university. I studied construction at New South Wales University, and Josephine studied science at New South Wales University as well. And we both actually then met coincidentally after we'd graduated. There was the Lebanese society at New South Wales University had a harbour cruise.
That's where you met.
Yeah, so we both had harbour cruise.
So your heritage played a big role even in getting you together as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a nice little touch to it.
Yeah.
And if I look at my background in construction, and probably that's the piece where you do hear there's a lot of Lebanese builders.
That's right.
And a lot of them generally are developers as well, so they'll build for themselves. Whereas my approach at the time, whilst I saw my father and two of my brothers who worked in construction development in the nearly the more traditional Lebanese builder-developer way,
mm-hmm.
The approach I wanted to take was to go off and do a degree in construction, and then once I'd graduated, decided to work for large organisations and work for the first company was the Lendlease Group, the big multinational construction company. So that was how I started in construction, and then a few years later, we had the opportunity to start our business in 1990, February 1990, and our first project was after the company that I was working for went into liquidation, a major publicly listed company called Girvan.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started the construction company together, and fast forward 27 years, and we now turn over approximately $500 million in turnover, and we employ over 300 staff.
Yeah, I want to go back to Josephine, if you don't mind. You both you have a strong passion for sports. Do you go both for the same rugby team?
When I met Tony, he was playing first grade rugby union at Sydney University. They mm-hmm. had a very prominent side that was full of a lot of Australian representatives. Tony was a very good football player. He won't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised on rugby league. My late father, God rest his soul, was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to look after the Canberra Raiders, and his favourite team was the local rugby league club, the Cronulla Sharks. He was the medical superintendent at Sutherland Hospital, and that was the local team. So we were raised there, and we were three little girls at the time, and he used to take us everywhere to football with him. And I think just by osmosis, we all left sport. When my brother eventually came along, the little one, the fourth one, us girls didn't go as much. He used to take my brother, which was lovely for us. But when I met Tony, he was playing a different code. He was mm-hmm. very good at it.
Yes.
And interestingly, rugby union has played a very important role in mine and Tony's personal life and our...
We could tell you even sponsored a women's rugby team, Josephine. Is it a bit too tough for women to play this sport?
Oh, I think any woman who's had a baby would think playing football is easy.
And Tony, was Tony Abbott in your team back then?
Yes, he and I played.
Was he a good player?
Yes.
We know he's a good swimmer.
And a good boxer. He won
as well. There you go. Well, we are very proud of you, Tony and Josephine. Unfortunately, we don't have more time to chat with you. But just one last question. Who has the last say in the relation? Josephine or Tony?
We both always agree on things together. And we generally only make decisions once we've both agreed on what we think is the best decision for ourselves as a couple and for our family and for our business.
And Josephine?
Are you giving me the last say?
Yes.
I don't think you can stay happily married for 31 years unless you
beautiful
together as a couple.
Together. Beautiful. Great.
Wonderful.
Tip.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
And again, congratulations. إذا تعرفنا على الزوجين اللبنانيين توني وجوزيفين سكر.
شو حلوين
مع بعضهم. وللحقيقة بعد 31 سنة زواج عم بيقولوا إنه هني سعيدين بزواجهم. بتمنى تكونوا استمتعتم بهذا اللقاء.
تستمعون إلى SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى البث الحي لإذاعة SBS عربي 24 عبر الراديو. بإمكانكم أيضا الاستماع عبر موقعنا الإلكتروني وعن طريق تطبيق SBS Your Language. زوروا sbs.com.au/Arabic.